It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
1037 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Welcome, everyone, to the 20 by 20 Pro Wrestling Podcast. We're going to try our hardest to get this down to 20 minutes and only 20 minutes. But, of course, we might as well. This is being taped on Thursday, of course. And the big wrestling news kind of broke earlier today about what's going on with the WWE and new executive producers, Cody. Paul Heyman.
I'm back.
And Eric Bischoff.
And better than ever. Is
TV's Dylan officially going to buy the network
making
again?
Making things better.
Probably not, no. Because TV's
boy
Dylan finds everything that WWE does now disgraceful and dishonorable.
Except for the 24/7 title.
Yes, R-Truth is king. All hail R-Truth.
I mean, dude, he's gotten like almost like 5 million views on YouTube for all the 24/7 content.
Wasn't he like, he's like 67 years old.
He's like 50. He's got kids.
So does Heath Slater, but that doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, he has health insurance, so.
No, he doesn't.
You ruined the joke, Cody. Because if you Corey Graves says he has health insurance every week. He's got health insurance. Breaking news: he's the only one that has health insurance in the WWE.
But Clint,
yes,
yay or nay? Initial reactions to Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff becoming executive producers of Raw and SmackDown.
Executive.
Respectively.
I think I'm looking forward to it, honestly.
Yeah, why not?
Because, all right, so when it comes to Paul Heyman, I think this is a smart idea, largely because what we saw in the early 2000s was Paul Heyman creating the SmackDown 6 and making sure wrestling matters more on the Blue Brand, the B Show. Or, as I like to call it, the wrestling show. Because Vince McMahon does not want wrestling on his wrestling program. He wants sports entertainment. He wants all that sports entertainment. And let me throw another volley your way, Cody. I love the idea of doing this because I can make Brock Lesnar the Universal Champion for the third time. And I can become the advocate and then book him to look extremely strong, because at the end of the day, Brock Lesnar must pose.
I'm not sure how I can follow that. I can't do that, you know.
And then Eric Bischoff, you know, I'm okay with that largely because of the fact he's going to be kind of helping a lot with the transition from SmackDown on USA to Fox. After all, he has a lot of experience dealing with Ted Turner. You know, he's dealt with Ted Turner quite a bit. You know, he's dealt with this crazy crap that he's like, we should put Captain Planet on our show. No.
Hey, Captain Planet got a chant the other day, so don't laugh too hard.
But I'm saying, Captain Planet getting booked for, like, Starcade, like they did for RoboCop.
Captain Planet. I'm for it.
Captain Planet, you know, it's like, you better recycle. I'm going to turn you to a fucking tree. That's right, Captain Planet, motherfucker. You ever seen that?
I have not. No, that's
Don
funny,
Cheadle though. Is Captain Planet.
It makes me laugh.
Oh, it's amazing. That's going to be in the show notes, guys. Don Cheadle as Captain Planet. It's like an old Funny or Die like viral video.
Gotta love it.
It's between that and when Bill Nye the Science Guy was on Last Week Tonight recently, where he's like, goggles off, motherfucker. Like, just immediately just cussing like crazy. Like, you're like 30 years old. Come on, guys. Get it together.
Jesus. Wrestling, Clint.
Oh, right.
Any thoughts? I guess my thoughts.
Why are we doing an intergender main event? Winner take all. This is, when they did it last time in 2008, it was a comedy bit.
And you want to know what's even worse than that? You do it this way. The other time that I was really bothered about an intergender main event just a match in general was the Cena and Nikki Bella and Miz and Maurice match WrestleMania that was. And
yeah, that's something I think John Cena wants you to forget about.
Yeah, I would like
to be on his YouTube video where he's doing 10 things he wants you to forget about his career.
Yeah, that is absolutely on that list. And that match was for nothing. It turns out it was for this like stage proposal and stuff. Yeah. Good for them. But like at the time, you know, before the match started, that had nothing on the line. Just like, you know, bragging rights, I guess, if you will. At least this one, they're putting something on the line. So the stipulation is interesting. But what's bothering me is just how contrived it is. Because it's Extreme Rules, and we're having to force some sort of stipulation onto every single match. You can't just have a regular singles match, which I like that. I like gimmick matches. But the problem is that this just seems so forced. And speaking of forced, isn't it funny, and Clint, you may have seen this on the internets, isn't it funny that the real-life couple of Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins is way more uncomfortable on camera than the fake couple of Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans. Lacey Evans and Baron Corbin have so much more chemistry together than the real couple of Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins. Well, it's weird.
Whenever the first time you have them in the ring together, Becky Lynch just slaps Seth Rollins on the ass. It's kind of weird.
Right.
But
this whole storyline is weird. It feels a little contrived for Extreme Rules. As long as we don't get any title changing hands shenanigans, I guess it'll be okay, I guess.
All right. Well, all right, I'll get to my thoughts on that in a second, but Cody, you know, you brought up John Cena. Remember the time he was in a mixed tag match with Trish Stratus and popped a boner on live television?
Excuse you?
You've never seen that?
I don't believe I have.
It's like right before Christmas 2008, I believe. It was like when Glamorella was the big thing.
Okay.
And you have like Cena and Trish Stratus, and like throughout the match, like, and this is like Stratus's first match back in like 3 years. And, like, and like partly through the match, you notice that Cena's just got he definitely was using his blue chew.
Oh, good for him though. I got to support the blue chew.
Well,
apparently, Conrad.
Like, apparently, he finally like admitted that he did that in the ring like a while back in an interview.
I mean, can you blame the guy that was Trish Stratus?
Yeah,
right?
I mean, of course. I mean, he didn't do that with Nikki Bella in the ring, so maybe there was something going on.
That probably says a lot more than John Cena would like us to read. We're turning into the National Enquirer of wrestling podcasts.
Well, it's the fact that he said it. It's the fact that he said it,
and we've twisted his words. And you are welcome.
But anyways, we're talking about the what is Extreme Rules, right?
Yes, that's coming up.
Where we go extreme and take names.
It's the one night of the year where the WWE gets extreme.
And it's a regular one fall to a finish intergender tag team match for all the titles.
That's extreme.
Which makes me think, Cody, all right, so hypothetically.
Okay.
If Brock Lesnar cashes in during this match, does he become the Universal Champion and the Raw Women's Champion?
Oh, Clint, see, now that's what I want to happen.
The man versus the beast.
Now you have piqued my interest. I'm actually intrigued now. I wasn't about this life until now. I want Brock to cash in, because what does happen when Brock Lesnar cashes in on an intergender winner takes all championship match?
Like, doesn't say, oh hey, you know, like the winning team gets the titles. It's just winner take all, just like the WrestleMania main event. So hypothetically, you would have, you know,
this is ridiculous.
Like Seth Rollins. Pin, like, you have hypothetically Baron Corbin pins Becky Lynch, hypothetically speaking, of course, and he wins the Universal title and the Raw Women's title. Then Brock cashes in on him, and now he's the Women's Champ and the Universal Champ.
I love the sound of it. I'm yes for all of that. It won't happen, but I'm yes for all of it. I think Brock Lesnar should cash in at Extreme Rules, because how much more extreme can you get than that? Although Seth Rollins. He is, according to himself, the best wrestler in the world. Nobody does it as good as he does, at the level he does, as often as he does, Clint.
Wait, are you saying Baron Corbin saying this?
Seth Rollins says
Well, what about him, Shane McMahon? He's the best in the world.
I believe Will Ospreay had a little something to say to
little guy.
Little guy, Seth Rollins.
Did you see his shirt?
Little guy, yeah. Well, he said he was going to capitalize. See, that was
no,
the
but
whole
he has
thing.
Like, it's the shirt. It's like, little freaking guy, burn Twitter down.
Burn Twitter.
The guy's the best when it comes to just like capitalizing on any kind of bullshit he gets from other people.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Clint, I noticed you were tweeting from the 20x20 podcast Twitter
always.
Account. So you can give that a follow if you'd like. So Clint was live tweeting a little bit of Raw earlier this week.
Like the parts that I actually watched, because Like, here's the thing. Monday Night Raw, I actually got home right as Undertaker came out. I'm like, why?
Nah, that was my reaction to it. I think it was everybody's reaction. It was like what? Like what? Like, as soon as I heard gong, what?
No, but I got home, and it's literally Undertaker's already in the ring. I didn't hear no gong or nothing. Like, I had just sat down, had my dinner. I'm like, what the fuck is Undertaker doing in the ring?
What did I miss? Did I watching the wrong show here?
Did I have my DVR on from like 10 years ago?
But since you were tweeting from the account, I noticed that you were a little disappointed that there was no Firefly Funhouse.
I mean, you had Mercy.
You had Mercy and Abby the Witch both show up on the show. But, you know, no Bray Wyatt, no.
Like, I wanted
was that disappointing
some
to
stuff?
You?
Yeah, no, but I was rewatching it, and apparently, like, when Abby the Witch popped out, it just slowly popped into the shot. So it wasn't, like, obvious, but it was hilarious. I was like, oh, I'm Abby with the Witch. And then, like, the thing I was most disappointed about, Cody, was Huskus not in catering.
Yeah, and then he wasn't
like,
on
that
SmackDown.
Was a
I kept looking for him on SmackDown, so I'm
there.
Sure we all did. And
he was there.
On SmackDown?
Yeah, he was on SmackDown. He was like...
I missed him
I
on SmackDown.
I think it was during the Sonya Deville segment.
It was also in New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Well, the Sonya Deville segment, I was too busy thinking about things I probably shouldn't be thinking about.
Oh, they fucking...
In the podcast.
I said it like a couple weeks ago.
In the podcast. Oh, goodness.
I said a couple weeks ago, you know.
I can't handle that, Clint.
This show's gone off the rails enough, so
you're
we
too
can,
much. You are
we
too
can,
much
we can
right
really
now.
Just go crazy here. We can go crazy, folks.
God, go crazy.
All right, Jack Buck. But, I mean, seriously, like, that is the weirdest thing ever. Like, they're literally, like, I get it, you know, it's Pride Month, you know, we're near the tail end of it. But it makes me wonder, Cody, like, I'm saying, the fact that Pride Month ends on Monday. So what did they do on Tuesday? You have Mandy Rose turn on Sonya Deville?
No, on Tuesday you just forget that this storyline
exactly.
ever happened. This never.
This moment where they look like they're about to kiss.
We've already edited out of the YouTube video, so it's no longer there.
Wait, did they?
It's not on the YouTube video anymore. It's already gone, so you don't have to worry about seeing it there.
Well, hold on.
We're gonna act like this never happened.
Cody, go on Hulu after the show. We're gonna see if it's still on there. Because if it's on there, then
it's canon, huh?
It's canon. It's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's canon.
If it happens on Hulu, it counts.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Cody, you gonna go watch them? Endgame again this weekend?
Are they re-releasing it with all like the different stuff? Or
like this weekend?
No, I mean I might have to. I don't know.
Like right before Far From Home.
I don't want to commit to saying yes to that and then come here next week and be like, oh, I didn't make it. But
we'll talk about it. But I'm just like,
oh, okay, good. If that's the case, then yeah, totally going to that, man. I already bought my tickets.
All right, we'll edit that in.
Already bought my tickets, man. We're gonna make it. Look,
hashtag all in.
That's my cue to know to edit that part right there.
All in.
I got my tickets to that too.
From last year?
Yeah, I found them.
You found a time
on the
machine?
Ground. Yes.
Alan's tickets
at in Chicago, around the outside of the Lonely Arena that I could not get into.
Yeah. By the way, like nobody can get into because it's like
no. They
already sold the fuck out. Like,
right.
Like 5 minutes.
What were your overall thoughts for Stomping Grounds, Clint?
That was a thing.
It was a thing that happened, I guess.
It was a show.
It was a show.
It was like
I thought it was okay. It was all right. Nothing to write home about, but it was cool.
Gulak, new Cruiserweight champion, yay.
Yeah, that's really...
Ricochet winning, yay.
That is really cool.
And now Kofi Kingston's going to get beat the fuck out by Samoa Joe, yay.
Yeah. You know what? There's a topic for you right there. Samoa Joe seeming to insert himself into the main event
definitely.
Picture now. It's about damn time, right, Clint?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's gotten the opportunity to be in main events. I mean, remember Samoa Joe and AJ Styles with Wendy.
Fair.
Now, how does oh god, don't tell me they're gonna have Samoa Joe just like try and turn Kofi's kids against them, like
oh god, like the ones that were in the ring holding don't do that, Joe.
No,
would you be okay? Simple
question.
Hey,
Chi-Chi.
Simple question.
His wife's name is Chi-Chi, and I'm like,
that's
like
cool.
That really shows how Kofi's like truly a big like Dragon Ball Z mark. He's married a chick named Chi-Chi. It's the best shit ever.
Good call. If Samoa Joe does down the line, whether it's at Extreme Rules or not, doesn't matter. If he does take the belt from Kofi, is he on your list of people that it's okay for that person to take the belt from him?
Oh, of course. I would absolutely love to see Samoa Joe be WWE champion because, like, here's the thing. At this point now, like, the Kofi Kingston run has gone on for what? This is
April, the beginning of April. We're almost in the beginning of July.
3 months. I think it's okay if it's time to take him off, take the title off of him, it won't hurt Kofi nearly as much because you have to realize Kofi never lost.
No, not yet.
No, but I think since like WrestleMania, he's been like 21-0.
As he should be.
He's undefeated and just tearing shit up. I think you can take the title off of him. It doesn't kill his momentum. You can have him chase for the title again, but it's not necessarily, oh, hey, he's going to win it.
Right.
And I would love to see Kofi Kingston lose the title to Samoa Joe more than I would to Dolph Ziggler, to whomever you would want to put in that conversation. Like, fuck Baron Corbin. I don't want to see him win a title ever. Because, like, fuck him.
The 24/7 championship, maybe. That could be fun.
Yeah, but then he becomes a jobber. I'm like, might as well just.
At that point, what are we even doing here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but Vince, like, oh, this man, this bald-headed man, he's so sexy. The women love the little smiley tummy. Now they love it.
So
such good shit.
Let's start to wrap this podcast up today, kind of the same place where we started, and let's discuss Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff coming in and give your one final big thought on Raw and SmackDown. We all know the troubles. I don't need to sit here and spell out what complaints are.
We all know what they are.
WWE. In your short synopsis, does this begin to fix the problem? Because there's no way this fixes it quickly. It's not going to happen overnight, snap a finger, things are better. No. But is this Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff coming in? They still report to Vince McMahon. That's important to know. They still report to Vince McMahon. But are those two guys coming in and kind of taking the reins of their own shows, Raw and SmackDown? Is this the beginning of the change that WWE needs?
I think it is the beginning of the change, but trust me, you won't see the change right away. I think we're going to wind up, but here's the thing. You brought it up perfectly, Cody. The fact that you have them having to report to Vince McMahon, I think that's always going to be an issue because you got to realize, and this is something I've listened to on several different podcasts in the past where, in fact, Conrad Thompson, a friend of the program, he talked about it with Bruce Pritchard whenever Vince Russo was part of it, and Vince Russo wrote about it in his biography where he was definitely in a large part of the show and wound up spending a lot of time developing like the content and making sure every segment has a purpose, everything has a point. And then him and Vince would talk about it on a Friday, and then they'd spend the entire weekend fine-tuning it, making sure it's the best possible. And then probably Monday, you'd still tweak a few things. But I think more with Paul Heyman, because I think Eric Bischoff, he's almost a placeholder, I feel like, whenever you just think about it. Because I talked about it towards the beginning. He's going to be more of a middleman between WWE and Fox. I think Eric Bischoff works extremely well in that role. He has a lot of experience with television. Keep him the fuck away from creative. I'm sorry, but I love Eric Bischoff for the brain that he has for television and production and all that. But he can't book a show to save his life.
Right. So
I think he's much better as a guy who knows how to handle TV production. Maybe he can get the older brother from the Wonder Years to help him out too. Jason Hervé. No, because apparently they're buddies. Like, Jason Hervé, like, he actually produced Hogan's reality show, Hogan Knows Best.
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Hopefully we don't dive off into those depths.
I hope they get on the network.
As the ever the optimist here, I watch WWE for the most part until it's not on TV anymore.
That'll never happen.
Exactly. I'm excited for this. I think this is hopeful. It's like, this is a step in the right direction. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, God, already. Maybe, just maybe, this is Vince not being able to let go of the reins completely to Triple H, right? Maybe
I think he can never really let go of the reins,
but that's
until
the thing.
He passes away.
Right, but he won't give the show directly to Triple H. So instead of giving maybe things directly to Triple H, in Vince's, however he works it in his crazy mind, he can weave it together and have it be the case. Where he gives it to kind of two guys maybe he sees a little higher stature that then Triple H can work under and still do his thing to make things right.
Also, Triple H is busy as hell with NXT.
Right. But my biggest point is that this is hopeful. I am excited. Yeah. And things are going to be fun because now we have things to speculate on as we move on watching Raw and SmackDown
and
from
eventually
here onward.
AEW.
Well, not even that. Just as far as WWE alone goes.
Yeah.
As long as from here on out, as we go watching WWE, it's going to be fun to discuss and see if we can notice any changes since these two guys have taken over, or if it just seems to be one of those changes that's not really having any effect. So that'll be a fun thing to discuss in the upcoming weeks.
Fighter Fest, by the way, this weekend, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Free for everybody in the United States.
Something we'll have to discuss next week because maybe the news on it will change right now. But WWE,
no, I mean, the show goes on this Saturday.
Well, no, I mean something else.
Yeah.
Something is the Fight for the Fallen show and WWE booking a show at the same time as that. We'll talk about that next week because that may change. There's been a lot of kind of public backlash from that at WWE, so that may change between now and then.
Well, they'd be like, fuck it.
And it may not.
It's their network. They can do what they want.
They can. So they may not change it. We'll talk about that next week for sure. But, Clint, if you've got anything AEW or New Japan related that you'd like to talk about.
Fighter Fest, baby, this weekend, man. It's going to be absolutely litty. You got, like, several, like, hardcore matches. Jon Moxley, Joey Janela, non-sanctioned match.
They're going to kill each other.
Alex Jabaley, Michael Nakazawa as the... It's going to be taking place in the pre-show, but it's going to be really cool. A hardcore match between one of the most oiled-up men I've ever seen.
Nakazawa!
And Alex Jabaley, a gamer that apparently is pro wrestling as well. He's undefeated, never lost.
Never lost.
And then I absolutely love the fact you got a couple other things in the pre-show with Kylie Ray and Leva Bates. And then you've got a triple threat tag team match to determine the winners advance for an opportunity at a first-round bye in the World Tag Team Championship Tournament that's going to be starting up pretty soon. But what I'm also looking forward to has to be, without a doubt, the Fatal 4-Way. Adam Page, Jimmy Havoc, Jungle Boy, and MJF. Hopefully Jungle Boy comes out on top of Luchasaurus like they've been doing all the BTs.
Right.
Have you seen the most recent one where he's on Luchasaurus' shoulders and they're in the Jeep?
I haven't seen it, no.
It's so good. You need to check it out.
I will do that.
Like I said, all the way around is a really fun card. It's going to be entertaining to say the least. Definitely going to get you hyped up, probably be a good stopgap. If you haven't seen AEW, this is a perfect time to jump right in. Because trust me, you got Fight for the Fall on July 13th, as we mentioned. Which, by the way, I love the fact that you have the Evolve 10th anniversary, like, coinciding the same day. Because as a person who loves watching, like, who's loved AEW, like, right now, I loved Evolve way before that. Because, like, back when you had Dragon Gate USA, you had so many great superstars, like Shima, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. Like, so many great fucking superstars have come out through Evolve and Dragon Gate USA and all that stuff. I am probably more looking forward to that than Fight for the Fallen Lords because I know all these guys and want to see it be, like, the most lit show of all time. Evolve's 10th anniversary coming up July the 13th. Great stuff from Gabe Sapolsky, who definitely deserves a lot of love. And I can't wait to eventually maybe we have more Evolve shows show up on the network.
I'd be down for that. NXT guys are going to be over there doing their thing, too, so...
NXT,
it's gonna be cool.
NXT, Evolve, which, by the way, like I've talked about it, like, Evolve's going to become a lot like the AA minor league association, because they've done a lot of crossover stuff with them. I mean, they had the Street Profits for a while hold the Evolve tag team titles while kind of getting groomed up and ready for their current tag team title run. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too, man. I am excited about it. All good things in the world of pro wrestling.
And all good things of pro wrestling must come to an end. And just like this 20 by 20 Prograps podcast, it is so over, dog. By the way, subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, whatever podcast.
Himalaya.
Yeah. Forget about
don't
that.
Forget about Himalaya. They don't sponsor us. Just don't forget
the
about
player
it.
For the Himalaya.
Yes. It's a friend of the show.
Yeah, Sanjay Dutt.
Yes, friend of the show, player from the Himalaya.
Currently a creative writer for WWE.
Oh, God. Don't bury him like that.
Hey, he deserves better.
It's not creative. It's great. It's not. Before we get into that argument, Clint, is the show over?
Yes, it's so over, dog.